At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hello, everybody. It's GB. If you're wondering why I have a camera behind me, it's because today we're going to relax. I know. Normal for you. Not normal for me. So, in my own interest, I devised a plan where I would read manga for video content, and I hope you enjoy. First, I am going to give you a little show and tell area of all of the manga I have in this room right now. I'm gonna pick some out, and we're just gonna read a little bit together. That's it. That's the video, and I hope you enjoy. Let's go pick some good ones, and then I'll be able to read it and show you on the camera behind me. I had to big brain this. It was very difficult to set this up. Let me tell you, I have a mirror. We did it though. And now I have a full hour to just. This sweatshirt is from Hypeland. You should definitely support them. It's licensed anime merch, small business, fantastic. Hypeland. I usually get questions on these. Okay. Oh, also, this isn't a sponsored video, but I am drinking G Fuel today, and I do have I always have a code with them. So use code GB on G Fuel. Thanks. Where I go and put almost all
I should really read this one in a YouTube video, though. It's pretty explicit. Oops. Berserk. Berserk Kazusan. Black Butler, Way of the House Husband, and JoJo. Okay, so far, a very eclectic crew. But, you know, that's the beauty of it. That is the beauty of it. Oh, love of my life, Beastars. I actually read the entirety of Beastars, like I'm all done, but the volumes haven't come out in America yet, so I'll just be collecting them until they do. Okay, you'll stay right there, okay. Highly recommend this series. It's not a perfect series, but actually unreal. I loved it. Ah, Kizim Nami. To the pile.
are back. Did you enjoy the show and tell? Good. I'm glad. So we have a pile now. You saw our pile. My thought is to start with JoJo. So I'm going to. All right. This is volume one, but it is part four of JoJo. Each part is a different JoJo, but some of the JoJos overlap and all that stuff. So obviously if you're worried about spoilers, skip ahead, don't watch, whatever. But this is volume one of part four, so you won't get any part four major spoilers. Okay, so I did actually start reading on camera JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, but then I realized I didn't press record on this guy right here. So we'll have to catch up again. My bad. I thought I was recording the whole time, and I just was not. Just reading JoJo by myself. No recording. As I was saying to this camera, this is part four, and now I can actually show it to you on the back camera, because we're recording JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, part four, Diamond is Unbreakable, volume one. By the legend Araki himself. So when you open it up, you can see all the little diamonds for Diamond is Unbreakable. I think Satine just got home. So this is taking place in 1999 in Japan, in a town called Morio. Pretty sure it is fictional, but you never know. And it's following the narrator is actually not JoJo. For this part, the narrator is Koichi. Sometimes it like splits off into different characters, but I feel like Koichi's kind of like the main narrator, which I wish wasn't the case. Like, I wish it was more Josuke. So this is Josuke. The art style is absolutely insane. Just how I like it. The first couple pages are red. Like, they have red coloring to it as well, but then it will change just to like grayscale. So Koichi literally runs into Jotaro, who was the part three main JoJo. Man is huge, at least 190 centimeters. Same. He is 28 years old and an oceanographer. He's pretty famous in academia for his discoveries on whales and sharks or something, which gets memed all the time. Then we start to meet Josuke. And Josuke is a first year high school student. And he's getting bullied by some of the upperclassmen here. And he's being super, like, nice about it. He, like, this first year, like, smacks him in the face. And he's like, okay, forgive me, sir. Like, I didn't know how things were done. And the guy's like, yeah, that's what I thought. And then he throws a turtle and smashes it into pieces. Because, you know, this is JoJo and innocent animals. You don't want to be an innocent animal in the universe of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Never. So then, I'm in class 1B. My name is Josuke. And he realizes that this is the person that he's looking for. He's Josuke. I don't know how to say his last name, and I feel like your guys are gonna make fun of me if I try, so I'm just gonna call him Josuke. Is that the Joe that's kind of written like tough and skay, like to help? The one that can be read like Joe. That one can be read like Joe too. So how about we call you Jojo from now on? Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Hurry up and take off those clothes. Our bus is here, you idiot. Keep stalling and I'll shave off those butt-ugly cowlicks too. What did you say? Hey, mister, what did you say about my hair? Chotaro realizes that he has a stand, absolutely demolishes this guy's face, and yeah, so basically one of the cardinal rules about Josuke is you should never make fun of his hair unless you're ready to receive the beatdown of a lifetime. And then he goes over and picks up the turtle, and the turtle is healed. Wait a minute, what's going on here? That turtle's injuries, they're gone. That poor thing's shell was all smashed up before. And then this poor fella, well, I guess we don't really feel bad for him, he was being kind of a jerk. What the hell? His face, it's putting itself back together. But he puts it back together, but makes his nose look different than before. Yada yada does it. So, this is the kid. Hard to believe he's related to the old man. This guy kind of looks like me. And then, oh my gosh, like the mid-chapter doodles. I'm obsessed with these doodles. Look how cool they are. So then we already are at chapter 2. So I was reading through this like quite a bit. I really like the art in this. It honestly just gets better and better. I'm gonna skip forward a little bit, so like mild spoilers obviously. But I really want to get to Okuyasu. There he is. I'm obsessed with him. And he's like one of those that again, mild spoilers. Is like he starts as a villain and then like becomes besties. Is that his brother? Was that? No, that's him. That's him. He has a brother too, and I can't remember what he looks like. There's his brother. Yeah, he's blonde. I just love all like the poses and the motion and all the lines. Oh, it is so good. The hand. Oh, there's some crazy stuff that goes on in this series. I mean, I don't think I have to tell you. But yeah. We'll just do a little bit of chapter 1 since I wanted to show you some more. I kind of want to look at next. Dare I? Shall we? Full Metal Alchemist? Full Metal Alchemist. This is Edward Elric and his brother Alphonse Elric. I've never read the manga. I bought the whole series and I kind of like peeked through it, but I'm interested to really look at it. This is volume 1. Okay, so Full Metal Alchemist debuted in 2001. And I love when there are notes from the mangaka in the beginning. So this is a manga about alchemy, which to be honest, I know almost nothing about besides Full Metal Alchemist. I didn't really like consume a lot of alchemy content in my childhood. This one's like a little dark, though, especially in the beginning, so. It opens on kind of like the flashback, so. It's Ed, and he's saying, Alphonse, damn. How could this have happened? It wasn't supposed to be like this. Oh no, he's gone. We can see he lost a leg. Teachings that do not speak of pain have no meaning, because humankind cannot gain anything without first giving something in return. So that's like the first rule, or the main rule of alchemy, right? So here we have the opening. Yeah. Chapter 1, the two alchemists. We're in kind of, we can see we're in kind of like an odd, it's like a little little bit steampunk to me sometimes. The anime was at least. Children of God who dwell on the earth, there is no salvation without prayer and faith. The sun god Leto will illuminate thy path. Behold, the Lord hath descended from his heavenly throne to save thee from all thy sins. For I am thy father, I am the emissary of the sun god. A religious broadcast on the radio? Emissary of the sun god, what the heck is that? Actually, I was gonna ask the same thing about you two. Are you guys street performers or something? Tiny little Ed, who's so mad whenever someone calls him short. And then we have, like, Alphonse, who's like this huge hunk of armor. Hey, wait a minute, Pops. What is it about us that makes you think we're street performers?
Well, I mean, what else could you be? I haven't seen your faces around here before. You on a trip?
Mm-hmm. We're trying to track something down. By the way, what's this broadcast?
You've never heard of Father Cornello?
Who?
Father Cornello, the sun god Leto's emissary. He's the founder of the Church of Leto. He can work miracles. He's a wonderful man who came to this town a few years ago, showed us the way of God. Oh yeah, he's amazing. They're real miracles. It's the work of God. You're not listening, are you, kid?
Nope, I'm agnostic. Thanks for the eats. Let's go. Okay.
Bump. Ah! Hey, could you please be more careful, sir? Frankly, you shouldn't be walking around wearing that suit.
Our bad. Don't worry. We'll fix it right away.
You think you can fix it?
Just sit back and watch. Scribble, 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 scribble. Okay, all set. Here we go.
Boom.
Ah, what? How's that?
That's amazing. Can you work miracles?
Miracles? We're just alchemists. We're the Elric brothers. A lot of people have heard of us.
Elric? The Elric brothers? Yeah, I've heard of you guys.
They say the older brother is a state alchemist. They call the Full Metal Alchemist, Edward Elric.
So you're the master alchemist that everyone's talking about?
Oh, I get it. They call you Full Metal because you wear this armor. No, it's not me, it's him.
Huh? You mean the little guy?
I'm not little. Don't call me that.
We didn't say any of that.
I'm the younger brother, Alphonse. It's me. I'm the Full Metal Alchemist, Edward Elric.
Sorry about that.
Good day, sir. My, you're busy today.
Oh, hello, Rosé. Going to the temple today.
Saving money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kidde products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
With some offerings. The usual, please.
Oh, some new faces. Yeah, they're alchemists. They say they're looking for something.
I hope you find what you're searching for. May Leto bless you. Rosé's become so happy lately, and it's all thanks to the father. Hmm? Not only does that girl have no family, but she lost her boyfriend last year in an accident. It was hard to see her so sad, I felt really bad for her. That's when she was saved by Father Cornello. He taught her about the sun god Leto. Preach on. He raises the dead, and the souls of his faithful live forever. Cornello's miracles prove it. You should see them for yourself. It's definitely the power of God. Raise the dead, huh? I don't like the sound of that. I tell you, pray and have faith, all thy prayers will be answered. And the grace of his light shall shine upon all of his children. A fine sermon, Your Holiness. Yes, thank you, Your Holiness. It's always an honor to hear you preach. Your Holiness. Oh, it's you, Rosé. My, so dedicated. You're an example to us all. No, I'm just doing my duty. By the way, Father, when will you be able to... Yes, I know what it is that you ask. God has seen your good deeds. Then, but it's not yet time, Rosé. You understand, don't you? Hmm? Yes, Father, you're right, not yet. That's a good girl, Rosé. Ugh. Oh, you two again. Are you going to the Church of Leto? Nah, sorry, I'm not religious. That's not a real answer. If you believe in God, you can live with hope and gratitude every day. It's wonderful. If you have faith, you'll grow taller for sure. She's not saying it to be mean. Sheesh. How can you honestly believe these things? Do you really think that if you pray to God, the dead will come back to life? Yes, I do.
So then, Ed starts listing. Water, 35 liters. Carbon, 25 kilograms. Ammonia, 4 liters. Lime, phosphorus, salt, fluorine, silicon. Elements in smaller quantities. Huh? That's the total makeup, chemical makeup of the average adult body. Modern science knows all of this, but there has never been a single example of successful human transmutation. It's like there's some missing ingredient. Scientists have been trying to find it for hundreds of years, pouring tons of money into research, and to this day, they don't have a theory. They say science is a lost cause, but I think it's better than sitting around praying and waiting for something to happen. For that matter, the elements found in a human being is all junk you can buy in any market with a child's allowance. Humans are pretty cheaply made.
People aren't objects. That's an insult to the creator. God will punish you for saying things like that.
Alchemists are scientists. We don't believe in unprovable concepts like God. We strive to uncover the principles of creation and the matter of this world, to pursue truth. It's ironic that we scientists, who don't believe in God, are in a sense the closest things to him. They really go right on in with all of their thoughts and feels.
What pride. Are you saying that you are God's equal? Well, it's like that myth about the hero. He made wings out of wax so he could fly, but when he got too close to the sun, to God, the wax melted and he crashed to the ground.
He's got all these tricks. What do you think? That kind of transmutation has to be alchemy. That's what I thought too. But what about the laws?
So, you came to see him after all. See, he does have miraculous powers. Father Cornello is the sun god's child.
Nah, that's alchemy, no matter how you look at it. Cornello's a fraud.
But he can bypass the laws for some reason.
Yeah, that's the problem right there. The laws. Most people think that alchemy can do anything and create whatever you want. But in reality, there are certain concrete laws. I guess two big concepts are the law of conservation of mass and the law of natural providence. Although some alchemists conjure with the four elements or with the three principles. She's like, what?
Let me try. A substance can only be created from the same type of substance. For example, if something's mostly water, you can only use it to make other things with the attributes of water.
In other words, the basics of alchemy is the equivalent exchange. You're gonna hear that a lot.
That means to obtain something, Something of equal value must be lost. But that old guy's making too much out of too little. Alchemy-wise, that's breaking the law. See? So why don't you just have faith? It's a miracle. Big brother, do you think? Yeah, I do. I think we've found it. Hey lady, I'm starting to get interested in this religion. I'd love to speak to His Holiness. Do you think you could take me to him? Oh, so you're finally starting to believe.
Your Holiness, there are some people here who are requesting an audience with you. It's a boy and a man in a suit of armor. They say they're the Elric brothers. What? I'm busy. Send them away. Wait. Hold on. The Elric brothers? Edward Elric? Yes, it was the boy who called himself that. Do you know him? Arr, this is bad. It's Edward Elric, the Full Metal Alchemist. What? But he's only a little brat. Only this high. You're joking, right? Fool. Alchemical skill has nothing to do with age. I had heard that he obtained the title of State Alchemist at age 12, so the rumors about this brat were really true. What is a State Alchemist doing here? Could it be that our plan? It seems the dogs of the military have good noses. Shall we chase them away? No, that would cause more suspicion. And even if we did chase them away, they'd come back and bring more. Let's just say they never came here. How does that sound? It shall be as God wills. Please, come this way. His Holiness is very busy, so it's not easy to get an audience with him. You two are very lucky. I'll try not to talk for too long. Yes, let's end it right away. Like this. Bang. And he blows Al's head off. Oh my god. Oh my god. Wait a minute. Brother Cray, what are you doing? Rosé. Brother Cray, what are you doing? Rosé, these are heathens that were trying to entrap His Holiness. They're evil. What? But His Holiness would never let you do this. Let you? He did allow it. The words of His Holiness are the word of God. This is the will of God. Guess there are some really bad gods out there. And then he grabs it. What? Grabs you. Papa. Bam, bam, bam. Arg. Claw. Strike. My head. Whoa, 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 whoa. What is this? Nothing special. Just what it looks like. There's nothing inside. It's empty. You might say that this is what happens when you commit the greatest sin, when you trespass in God's domain. My big brother and I both. You too, Edward? Well, let's save that story for another time. Anyway, I guess your God showed his true colors. No, it has to be some kind of mistake. Oh man, she's seen all this and she still believes in his phoniness. Rosé, do you have the courage to face the truth? Is this Cornello's room? The one that Rosé told us about? Let's see. I guess that means come in. Kerslam. Welcome to the Church of the Great Lido. Did you come here to hear me preach? Yes, by all means teach us. Like about how you use your lame alchemy to deceive your followers. Well, I'm not sure what you mean. Please don't confuse my miracles with alchemy. If you saw for yourself, you'd believe. Yeah, I've seen it all right. And what I couldn't understand was how you're able to do transmutation that goes against the laws. That's why I'm telling you it's not alchemy. And then it came to me. The Philosopher's Stone. That's how you do it, right? Like maybe. Like just maybe. It's that ring. Oh. What ring? What ring? The government gets their money's worth out of you, don't they? I guess you saw through the whole thing. Correct. The Philosopher's Stone, the legendary catalyst, the amplifier of all alchemical processes. With this, I can conjure at the minimum price for the maximum result. How long I've searched for that. What's the jealous look in your eyes, huh?
What do you want the stone for? Money? Honor? What about you? What do you get out of founding this phony religion? If it's money you want, you can make as much as you want with the stone. It's not about the money. Well, I do want money. But I can get that with almost no effort, in the form of donations from my flock. What I really need are followers, who will happily give their lives for me. Think about it. An invincible army of fanatics with no fear of death. Soon I'll have more than enough people. Just watch. Within a few years' time, this entire nation will be mine. They really jump right on into it, you know. Well, fine. But I don't really care about that. What? Don't belittle my ambition by saying you don't care. You'd better care. You're a member of the military, after all. You know, to be honest, I could care less about my country or the military. I'll be blunt. Give me the Philosopher's Stone. If you do that, I'll stay quiet about the scam you've been pulling on everybody. You try to bargain with me? My followers would never believe the words of an outsider like you. The people of this town love me. They think my words come from God. No matter how much noise you make, no matter what evidence you'll have, they'll never listen to you. Those idiots will believe anything I tell them. I've completely fooled them. Wow. You are smart. Thanks for telling me how you do it. You're right. Your followers would never listen to a word I say. But what about her words?
Rosé? What's the meaning of this?
Father, everything you just said, is it true?
Were you fooling us this whole time?
Your miracles aren't real. The power of God can't grant my wish. You can't bring my darling back again.
It's true that I'm not God's emissary. But with this stone, it may be possible to transmute living beings, which so many alchemists have tried and failed. Rosé, I will resurrect him.
Rosé, don't listen to him.
Rosé, be a good girl and come here.
If you go, you can never come back. What's the matter? You belong with us.
Rosé, I'm the only one that can grant your wish. Isn't that so? Think about your darling.
She's going. I'm so sorry, you two, but this is the only choice I can make.
You truly are a good child. Well then, now we must eradicate these heathens who threaten the future of our faith. Bang, schwap. The Philosopher's Stone is truly incredible. It can even create new life like this. Have you ever seen a chimera?
Looks like this one might be tough to play with empty-handed. Clap.
Boom. Pshoo. Pow.
Ugh, you've made a weapon from the floor without using a transmutation circle. So you deserve the title of state alchemist after all, but that won't be enough. Crash. Oh no. Ha ha ha. Well, how do you like the taste of claws that can cut through iron? Edward. Psych. His claws fell off. Sorry, these are custom made.
Whoa, 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 whoa. What's the matter?
If your claws won't work, then bite them to death.
Growl. Chomp.
What's the matter, kitty?
Tastes bad.
Crack. Look at me, Rosé. This is what happens when you use alchemy on humans. And he has like the metal arm and the metal leg. This is what happens to sinners who trespass in God's domain. Automail. Full steel prosthetics. Full metal prosthetics. So that's why. The full metal.
I like how it's like chapter one and they've said it like three times already.
Come down here and face me, you third-rate fraud. I'll show you. There's no comparison between us.
Full Metal Alchemist. Okay. This is good. This is very good. I'm remembering how much I love this. This show was so good and I'm so excited to revisit it. I can't decide whether I want to, like, I'll probably just read it. I do want to watch it again though, to be fair. But
That was, I wanted to say that was just one chapter, but dang, that was long. One chapter. Let's see. Oh, we have Hunter Hunter. I feel like that would be kind of a huge spoiler. You know. To go through these. Like, I don't even want to show you the covers. Probably should have thought about that. We have Black Butler. We have the House Husband. This one's cute. It is. Here, I'll show you here. This is volume 2, but like, it's more comedy, slice of life. So it's this guy, the legendary Yakuza, the immortal dragon, has washed his hands of the gangster life for something more dangerous. Becoming a house husband. Cleaning, laundry, grocery shopping, cooking. These days, he's doing everything he can to succeed as a man of the house, if it doesn't kill him first. The cozy Yakuza comedy continues. I really love his design. He's very handsome. So he wakes up, massages his face. Is my face starting to sag? Oof. There's his wife. Oh, why are you hula hooping? Why are you hula hooping? Whoa, that was close. Ow! Enough. You can either take it outside or check this place out. Here. Hmm? Fitness free trial. Get fit for the summer. So he's going to Goku Fitness. So this is fitness, huh? We come here once a week. Sure do. And right now, they're running a promotion. You can try out the different lessons for free.
Lessons?
All right, everyone. Now we're gonna move to the music. Dance, dance, dance. One, two, one, two. I want to see that smile, everyone. That's a smile. That's it. Lots of energy. Feel that rhythm. And don't forget that smile. Get ready to strike a pose. Even his smile is scary. Man, that was fun. They call that aerobics? You're really good, Tatsu. Well, except for the smiling part. True. Oh, I know. If you're wanting to get fit, there's one more class you should try. All right, now hold it. As you breathe, slowly lower your legs down towards your head. Does this pose remind you of anything?
Sure does.
This is how you look after the boss gets done whacking you with a wooden sword. Okay. Well, it's called the plow pose. This is for when you've resigned yourself to getting your pinky cut off after screwing up bad. This is the perfect driver's seat handoff pose for after the boss tells you to dump the car in the mountains. And this one's definitely after taking a bullet square in the head. Remember, sharing isn't always caring. Good job, everyone. Yoga's good for the skin, you know. Is it? I ain't sweated buckets like this since the time that dump truck crashed into the office. Did he say crashed at the office? Must have been out having a good time. This was way more fun than I figured. Tatsu, wait! This is the women's locker room. Tatsu, for heaven's sake, smash. What on earth, Tatsu? Are you all right?
Boss lady.
Boss lady?
I'm prepared for my punishment.
Do what you must. Tie me up and bury me in the mountains. Toss me in the ocean wearing cement shoes. Do it. It kind of looks like a yoga pose. So he was like committed a sin by like going into the ladies' locker room. And so now he's like just being a Yakuza gangster. So like the comedy's like very stupid. Maybe not for me personally, but it's pretty endearing. It's basically just like tiny little slices of, you know, hey, what if a Yakuza, ex-Yakuza member just like lived like a house husband life? What would that look like? That's literally it so far. But cute, cute nonetheless. Oh, I did want to read I feel like berserk. I probably shouldn't show on camera. I was like, well, maybe if I'm not showing the manga on camera, I can read some berserk, but things could happen. So the other two I pulled were Kaze-san and Morning Glories, and then Black Butler. So this one, oh my gosh, I'm gonna just flip through it a little bit. It's just about this little girl. Like, literally little, like she's like so short. They're both in high school, I think seniors in high school. So that's Kaze-san, and this is Yamada. She's like part of the gardening club. She's like this cool track runner. So fast. 12.8 seconds. Well, that's pretty good. But Yamada's just constantly blushing. A bra. So she actually is a girl. What's that supposed to be? She gets home, flumps on her bed. I just want Kaze-san to like me somehow. I like her so much. Summer vacation starts tomorrow. It's really cute. But you can see, like, the art is so, like, sparkly and pretty. They draw a lot of flowers and plants. Some of the language is kind of, like, interesting. But mostly just, like, a really wholesome read. And what I did was I put this on, like, they have an OVA of this, which was, it's good if you've already read the manga, but I would read this while listening to the sound. There's like a soundtrack on Spotify, and the music is so cute. It like really sets the mood. And there's 5 volumes, so it's like a really short one. I almost want to say that they're coming out with like a sequel. Oh my god, they're at karaoke. I'm gonna sing my heart out. Yes, you sing your heart out. You super suck. Oh my gosh, you suck. And then she's like, I hate this, and runs away. And of course, Kaze-san chases after her. She's like, I won't let you be bullied. So cute. I heard you wanted to sing today, right? And then she starts singing. They're singing together. See, it's just cute. There's so much, like, I really enjoy reading and watching a lot of, like, very intense, gory, gruesome, depressing anime. So, like, and then I have, like, this, you know? Just, like, a little bit of both. Well, like, a little bit of this, a lot of bit of the other stuff. And then there's Black Butler. Yeah, this is one I have not read through like the other ones. I'm at least familiar with the anime, or I've read the entire series. This one, okay, the art is really cool. It's like a little, like I can kind of tell what era it's from. But it's about, I think it's about like a demon butler. Like it's not like a normal butler, of course. Black Butler. That's all it says. It doesn't say anything else. Okay. We can read a couple pages. A short distance from London, just beyond the fog-cloaked forest, there stands a well-kept manor house. Its resident, is the head of the Phantom Hive family, a distinguished aristocrat. His day begins with a cup of early young master, it's time to wake up. For today's breakfast, I have prepared poached salmon and mint salad. We have toast, scones, and pain de champagne. I thought I said champagne. I was like, whoa. On the side. Which would you prefer? Scone. I'm a sucker for, like butler stories, like super fancy. I think I've said this in a different video, but like in a different life or like a different career path, I would have loved to be a butler, or like something where you're just like making everything look meticulous and just taking care of it for everyone, which is so funny because everyone's like, you, are you kidding me? But I'm like, no, I find it so satisfying. This aroma, Ceylon tea. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. From Royal Doulton. The tea set is Wedgwood, blue, and white. And the schedule for today? Professor Hughes, an authority in kingcraft, will arrive after breakfast, sir. And after lunch, whoosh, take this secret technique, the beauties of nature blooming in glory fizzed. Okay. There's also a fight going on. That was the ultimate secret technique of our school. When the fierce tiger and dragon roar, 10,000 flowers scatter in split fist. You fiend, who the hell are you? I am the butler of the Phantomai family. It goes without saying that I can manage a technique as elementary as this. Sebastian Michaelis, okay. There you go. He's the reason I started reading this. I'm intrigued. I'm very intrigued, but my stomach is starting to rumble so much. I didn't realize that I've already been filming for 45 minutes. So, I probably, for your ears' sake, should end this, but oh my gosh, this was so much fun. I hope you enjoyed reading through some manga with me. Let me know what you think. Let me know what I should be reading. And if you want to check out my Annie list, that's where I have rated and documented all of the anime that I've seen, if you're interested in that. But yeah, hope you enjoyed this different video. Thank you so much for watching. Hope it was relaxing, and I'll see you in the next video. Good night.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.